happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONI for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
And what's the name for the order, sir?
Mark.
Got it. Pick it up over there, Matt.
Nobody likes to be called the wrong name. Your name is your identity. It's who you are. Are you a heroic firefighter saving lives named Matt? Mrs. Smith, the science teacher by day, but Abigail, the tutor by night? A tough mechanic who fixes cars and saves lives named Johnny? Or a bold politician fighting for the lives of your people named Alex? No matter who you are defined by what people call you. And doesn't it feel right when people call you by the right name? It's 2021. Start using the right pronouns.
What do I do? You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
What do I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
What do I do? That should be one.
To 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONI for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Looking at you for the first time was like seeing first light at the end of the tunnel. Burning all my bridges for FaceTime. It's lucky it hurt or I would never know when to run for cover. Coming up for air after a long time. It breathes. Wish I knew you where you know me. Time tells, I tell, I read all about.
the ground running.
Okay, okay.
Hey, guys. You're back on the second hour of What's In My... Or Cleaning Out the Attic with On My... My name is On. My DJ name is On Air. Can you hear me? I'm so low right now.
Yeah, it's not you. I think it's the headphones.
Yeah, and I also... Now there's four people here, so I don't want to peak the mic when we all start laughing and giggling.
That's true.
But I also want to make sure you guys can hear me. So, you know, we'll just see. Anyways, we're back here again with Maddie.
Hey.
Maddie.
Hey.
And Mary.
Hey.
So, Mary, you have to change
you
your name.
You are being overcome.
Yeah,
5 M's. Or 5.
Wait, yeah, where's we're, five? We're, first of all, who's on with an A, and also, who's number 5?
It's only 4 of us.
There's 3 of us.
There's three of us. Like, my headphones are cutting in and out, so I hear myself sometimes.
Try
and
twisting this little thing.
Yeah, just try jiggling it.
I was doing that, and it just...
We'll just, like, toggle with it, though. Have you considered toggling?
Just have you considered ever, like, not?
Wait, super side note. Raise your hand if you've watched Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Me.
Oh, where are we going?
Wait. No, it really was going nowhere, but the song, There's Three of Us? That's just from the second season of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Very peak. We probably should all watch it together again.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Run it back. With seasonal rewatch.
Ooh, I'm so going to play one of those songs on my show.
That's the beautiful thing about the radio, college radio. You can look, you just play whatever you want.
That's so true.
So we're here on the second hour. I don't know where I was going with that. The training is pretty much over, I guess. And so also, this is the show where I play from CDs. We're out of CDs. Now we're out because there is a whole library in the studio, but I don't want to get up and look at them. And then 2 of the CD cases didn't have CDs in them, and then we played the other 2 in the last hour. So I guess we're just gonna, like, freestyle this one. I guess we're just gonna beatbox.
Wait.
Everyone go. Maddie, you go first.
Oh.
You got this. I know you got
this. I can beatbox, I just can't rap.
Beatbox for me.
Just beatbox.
You guys didn't like it, but you guys didn't like it. No, that was really good,
was
actually. Good.
I can do ASMR, like.
Ooh, you know who's good at ASMR? Alani.
Of course, with the nails.
I've been training Mary to beatbox.
Wait.
Mary,
yeah.
Give us a sample.
Okay. Mary,
you got this,
it's your time to shine.
Yo, I don't know about that.
Come on, I believe in you.
You start.
Oh. Why do I have to start? Okay. Am I, like, starting, you're going to join in, or do you want me to do, like, a demo?
All right. I'll do it. You can join in.
Okay.
You really put me on the spot here. Okay. Right.
This is the beatbox hour. Everyone go.
Okay.
All right, someone's not joining in.
Yeah.
I've already tried and everybody laughed at me.
You got him there, bro. You got me there.
All right, that was beautiful. Okay, so we're not actually freestyling. That would be fun.
Yeah.
We're just going to play, like, everyone can get a song in. Maddie Wick, we're going to play one of your songs.
Yay!
From Yes Mama Okay.
Yes Mama Okay.
Okay.
This is Tea Party.
Beautiful.
And it's from Place Japan. And you guys know, if you were fans of me last semester, I love Place Japan music. I love.
Wait, yes. Things.
So, we're just going to get that. What, does anyone else have an idea of what you might want to hear?
I got to pull up a playlist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Digging deep,
we're
Mary.
Digging deep here.
All right, so we'll think about
yeah,
it.
Think about it.
We'll come back to you after this song, after everyone has thought about it, okay? All right, we'll be right back.
I found you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake and simply tuning in on you. If I was...
Perhaps the most famous is the Boston Tea Party.
What does she... What color now?
Okay, Maddie Wick is full government name. Sorry. Madeline Wick is now leaving the studio.
No. My house, please.
Do not come to my house.
Do not come to my town.
Do not come to my town. Okay, bye, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie. Bye. 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 Power stands with the door. Yeah, the door is really heavy. Bye. All right, and now there's only one Maddie left. Yeah, so now you're...
Can you widowy heal me on the mic?
I could widowy hear you. Oh, no, I can't hear you. I turn on every mic today. But Maddie, the other
Maddie. That's gotta mean something. That's gotta mean something.
Sorry. Okay, what was that? That was Tea Party. No, that was Tea Party by... Yes, Mama, okay. I love that because I love... That wasn't J-pop. I think it's like... I know it. It's like Shibuya K or something.
Mm.
It's like a really kind of jazzy, like, funky sound. Like, whatever. I don't know.
I liked it.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. So we're moving on, I guess. I was just going to say something. What was I going to say? Oh, Mary just texted me. let me look at the text.
Oh, my God.
Mary All right. just texted me a screenshot of a Google search, and the Google search is... Is people's a real world, a real word?
Yeah.
And the AI Gemini overview says, yes, people's is a real and grammatically correct word. For context.
You don't need the context.
Well, I think we need it a little bit.
Right.
Not a whole lot.
All right, censored.
I like context.
Yes, it'll get censored. Mary came home last night, and she had a very great night.
I had a great night.
She made a lot of great friends and mended some relationships.
Wait, that's beautiful.
Yes. And she said, on we as good peoples. I as good peoples.
Way true, though.
They good peoples.
They good peoples.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, which was very beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm not arguing that peoples is a real word. I'm just saying, isn't it plural? You were like, I good peoples.
I said they good peoples.
No, you specifically said, I think I good peoples.
I think the bigger issue is that we're missing a verb.
Yeah.
That they good people, they are good peoples. Just they good
peoples. Yeah, no are, just I good peoples.
I good peoples,
You good peoples.
Well, you good people, though.
Mm-hmm. You good peoples. Oh, not good people. Good peoples.
Sorry,
Yep, Peter Pepper, Peter Pepper, Peter Pepper.
I've been saying that, though.
Mm-hmm. We've all been saying this. So that was really beautiful. Love you, Mary. That was great. So that was the context for the text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yay.
Great. Oh, God, there was something else. Oh, I think that's what I was trying to tell you about the peoples.
Oh, the people. Oh,
the good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
Did you talk about your cruise yet on air or not?
Oh, right. I forgot.
Right.
I was going to kind of not talk about it because I didn't tell my professors or anything. I was going on the cruise. Like, to all my
your cousin went on the cruise.
Yeah, my best friend went on the cruise and they just sent me a ton of pictures. Like, all my professors were like, where were you? And I was like, I had to leave the country, but I'm back.
I had to leave, but I'm back.
That's what I told everyone. So, yeah, my best friend, that's why... I wasn't here for the last two shows because I was just so engrossed in my best friend's cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. They went to Bermuda.
Oh my god!
82-degree beach water.
Bet you were jealous, amazing. Huh?
Oh, bro, I was fuming. They brought me back the souvenir. Actually, I'm wearing it right now. The Bermuda Hawaiian shirt.
Wait, I love that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was great. And my friend got really fat because they ate so much food and so much ice cream. And, you know, the buffet is right next to the pool deck, so they were just sitting on the deck and then going and getting ice cream, even though they're lactose intolerant.
Wait, me, but I'm not lactose.
Yeah, and they got a great tan and vitamin D, and it was great.
Beautiful.
Are they feeling rejuvenated?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell them I said I'm happy for them.
Thank you. I'll relay that message. I will relay that. So, yeah. Wonderful, 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 wonderful time. Wonderful time. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Sorry to all the other people who couldn't go on a cruise because I came back and I was like, hey, how's everyone doing? And they were like, I was like,
that's how it feels.
What did I miss? Yeah. And also, just like a lot of people in all my classes have been missing. I don't know if you guys.
Dude, it's like a plague. It's like a plague, but it happens like only on Thursdays at the late classes because nobody's like wanting to go to them.
Yeah. I have a late class Monday and Wednesday. I love it. Yeah. Because it starts at 4:30, but like from 1 p.m. to 4:30, I'm still recuperating from lunch.
Right.
So it's really difficult.
We're in that post-lunch like slump.
Yeah. Yes, the slump, so exactly. Real. It's difficult for me. Yeah.
Any 4 o'clock class, I mean, that's just like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Just awkward. I mean, I used to have a 5 o'clock, so it's not that bad.
That's even worse. Like a 5:30 to 8, like that's detrimental. That's hell. That's so detrimental hell. To me.
All right, moving on. The last song was Maddie's recommendation. Next, we have Maddie's recommendation, which is Grumpy Old Man by Remy Wolf. I know you really quite enjoy Remy Wolf. You have this said to me several times that she's the artist of the summer.
Now that
summer has passed, how do you feel? Do you think she was...
Well, she's the artist of the fall now, too. It's year-round. Right. It's not even seasonal at this point.
Okay. It's like...
We quarterly all day, every reinstate day. That title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, so this is the song of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Grumpy Old Man by Remy Wolf. Okay, everyone, please give it a listen.
Hey. It's okay. Look over the fence. There's things over there that I know. I'm so defensive, there are things over there that I do not know about. Yeah. I'm so defensive, I get caught up in the modern day, the fishing net that's pulling at my feet. I'm so defensive, I got bongos thumping in my chest, and something tells me they don't be for me. Short hair, short beard, nothing feels better than me and you and me and me. I'm so defensive, I got boobies on my booty, I got feelings in my feelings, I got violets on my violets, yeah. I'm so defensive, I got fire in my fire, I got whiskey in my shower, got my dancing feet on play. I got long hair, long beard, turtleneck sweater, I got that long.
Okay. That was Grumpy Old Man by Remy Wolf. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like that one. That was good pick from Maddie.
Sorry, I was toggling with my headphone thing. I could not hear anything for a second. We're back, though.
I don't know what that pause was. That was my fault.
That's okay.
A good pick from Maddie. Remy Wolf, Song of the Fall. She has a lot of really good songs. She's shown me some other ones of hers. Mm. Very good. I think I liked that one.
Yeah. Some of them are suitable for air, though, because she does like some certain
words. Yeah. But we're not, like, showing the music videos or anything, so really it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that was great. Mary has picked What's Up by Four Non Blondes. That's the song that goes when I step out in the morning and I don't know the lyrics without singing it. I was trying to say the lyrics without singing it. But you kind of can't do it. You got to sing it.
Honest, my favorite vocalist ever.
I don't remember, like, it's been stuck in, well, I know it's Mary's fault, but it's been stuck in our heads.
My fault. Pretty sure it was your fault.
No, you just started singing it for some reason, and then I started singing it.
Oh, that might be true, actually.
Yeah, I know it started true.
Of Huntington. What's your room number?
Zero.
Oh. Oh. 13.
The air, 03. Don't pull up. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to pull up. I'm just like, the echo chamber of Huntington. Please.
Give everyone our home address.
I low-key let it slip. I'm glad I stopped myself. Yeah. I forgot that was not a thing you should do. I mean... I don't know if I really have any stalkers listening to the show.
No, I don't know.
I never know. You never know.
And also, I mean, if you want to get into any of the buildings, you have to have a key card access. So.
Yeah. True. It's kind of, it's not that hard, though. Yeah.
And the names are on the doors, too. I mean.
True. Yeah. Also, there is a poster on our door with, like, a drawing of me and Mary. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I need to see that, by
That's
the way.
Cute. It's so cute. So I guess it's not even really that much a secret.
Yeah, it's really...
It has our... Yeah.
It has our names on our...
Names,
right.
And, anyways. Do not come by my house.
Yeah, don't pull please up, don't. Guys, please.
I think Lonnie has doxed our room at least, like, 100 times on air so far.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
You guys have a lovely suite, by the way. It's really great.
Guys, the suite living, but sweet.
Can I say, It looked bad, but once Ryan got there with the rug.
With all of the stuff.
And the, like, U-Haul of furniture.
Oh, my gosh. He brought carpet. He brought futon. He brought TV stick.
Yeah, he brought
50-inch
couch.
TV. He was putting that family to work. I'm like, the Horace family, we love you so much.
Love you so much.
Sincerely. But he also brought the 1 million trinkets.
Yeah, well, they're kind of contained to his room.
They're invading.
Well,
they're all up on the TV.
They're on
the TV stand. They're hanging on some things. I don't know.
Yeah. They're like, you know, it's emotional support. It's cute.
When I'm trying to use the microwave and I'm like, oh, there's the Google-a-boo-boos or whatever. Like, I don't even know what these things are. There's so many
of them.
There's
the super Lububu Sunny Boy Angel 6,000% Lububu Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Rack. Overconsumption final boss.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this... No offense, let's get the song out of the way because I didn't realize it's 5 minutes, which I guess is not that long for a song, but for me,
you know.
I like my songs like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is kind of crazy.
Standard, 3 to 4.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't even think I've heard anything past the I wake up
and
I step
pray.
Outside.
And
I don't know what
he's praying.
And I pray. Oh my God, did it pray? No, I don't know. All right, let's play it. This is What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Woo! 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis. Get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
All right.
That was beautiful.
That was, what was that song?
What's Up
by Four Non-Blondes. Oh, that was What's Up by Four Non-Blondes. So that was the original. Yeah. I was thinking of a completely different version. The one that is edited to He-Man and it is a cover, which I didn't realize it was a cover. Because that song was normal and good.
It's a chill song.
It's a chill song. It was good. Yeah. Yeah, I think I do prefer the cover, though, with He-Man. And he's kind of singing it a little badly. But you know, it's all good. So I know the show got a little off, not off the rails, but a little off track today. No, not a whole lot of CDs, not a whole lot of structure, but we're still having fun, so it's okay. Let's...
Oh, dear. The sleepiness.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, please don't crash. Oh, I'm up. Guys, it's been back-to-back art all weekend.
Oh, dear. Art.
I mean, I love it, but it was a lot. A lot of... I had to put on, like, science goggles to do art. That's how you know it gets crazy. Gotta protect it's your crazy. Eyes from the acids and stuff. Alright, let's just keep going. I guess it's my turn. I don't know what to pick. I'm looking at the quintessential on playlist. We could listen to a 7-minute song.
Ooh.
What is it?
Curtain Call Suite.
Mm.
Adventures of something. I can't see the full title. Let's not play that. Oh, you guys ever listen to They Might Be Giants?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They did, what did they do? They did the Malcolm in the Middle intro.
Really?
You're not the boss of me now. They did one other thing. Oh, they did the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme, too.
What?
Hot dog.
That's crazy.
They've made a lot of music.
It's a crazy resume, dude.
Yeah, no. Their resume is expansive. Exhaustive. All right, let's just pick something up there. Let's see. Don't let start. That's what we'll listen to. All right, this is Don't Let Start by They Might Be Giants.
Oh my gosh.
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me out to an animal. Wake up, smell the cat food in your bank account, but don't try to stop the bill that wags the hound. D world destruction over an overture. And do I need a apostrophe D? Need this dungeon? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl, but don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around? No one in the world ever gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they're not, and I wish they would stop saying dabba-da-dog-dog-a-ding-dang, dabba-dabba-dabba-dog-dog-a-ding-dang-dabba-dabba-dee. World destruction over an armature. And do I need apostrophe D? Need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? Start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around?
Guys. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. That was Don't Let It Start by They Might Be Giants. We lost Mary to the bathroom. Hopefully she doesn't fall in. Guys, it's, what time is it? It's 11:45. I had breakfast, but not enough, and I had sleep, but not enough.
Wait, T.
And frankly, the addition of the lamp in the studio is beautiful. It is putting me to sleep. I think the something about the ambient lighting is, it's not helping.
It's sleepifying.
It really is. So we're going to put on the 7-minute song, the 7-minute video game soundtrack, so that I don't have to do my show anymore. Now that I don't love you guys and my 6,000 viewers.
My 1 million fans. Well,
my 1 million counting fans. But you're going to listen to the 7-minute song.
And they're going to love it.
You guys, you're going to love it, guys. Okay? Please listen.
That was life changing, by the way.
It was beautiful, and it was 7 minutes.
Yes.
Perfect, because it puts us at 11:53. So we. Oh my god, I'm so tired. Oh, what happened to me? Hey guys, let me stand up. Hold on, let me bring the mic up. Can't sit down right now. For breakfast I had cereal.
And wait, whoa. Are you gonna be okay?
No, the cereal reels a lot on me, actually. I don't know if I'll make it through the rest of the today.
Okay, whoa.
And I had some cantaloupe. What'd you have for breakfast, guys?
I didn't eat breakfast.
I didn't eat breakfast yet either.
Damn. Oh, that's...
I rolled out of bed and then I came to the radio show. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
I did.
True. That's... And you got a call at like 7:30 in the morning.
This is true. And they were like, and I was like, whoa. They were like, oh, do you want to just go back to bed? I was like, no, I want to see you.
Because
I had my morning
you.
Voice, which means no voice.
You were like Grimes. Nope, you were like Corpse Husband, you know?
Ew. That's a Corpse Husband of all people. No offense to the Corpse fans out there, no, if they
well,
are still with us.
I take offense to that, because they were not good people.
Really? The tea? Wait.
The tea is that he was like, you know, he was like, well, the reason his voice was so deep, because it was, like, of a medical thing or whatever.
Right.
But then everyone started, you know, all his fans were, like, parasocial relationship fans.
Of
so
course.
They were all insane, and they were like, get naked! Or really, they just were, like, trying to dig really personal into his life. And he was like, nah, I can't do that anymore. And then he retired.
That's actually sad. Wait.
Yeah, so... You know, his fans couldn't be normal, and they were all freaks.
Be normal challenge failed by the
fail.
Corpse Husband.
Fail.
And big ol' F for fail.
Fail.
Failure.
Yeah, so that's what happened to him.
Wait, Corpse, if you're listening, I'm really sorry that happened. Also, I realize I've been speaking, like, down here below the mic. Hey, Corpse, if you're listening, I'm really sorry that happened to you. And just know that I was not part of that. I don't condone that, and I would never do that.
Same. Yeah, we here at WONY 90.9 do not condone the treatment.
Of course.
Of Corpse Husband.
A famous Among Us streamer, Corpse Husband.
I forgot, he was just playing Among Us.
Dude, let the guy just play some Among Us.
What
man.
A weird game to, like, voice thirst trap to,
oh
by the way.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Good times.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Good times. There's a camera in here, I just realized.
Are they watching us?
I don't know.
Hopefully. Because I know they want to see us rambling.
I know they want to see me dancing in the studio. There's no light on it, so I don't know if it's on or not.
Yeah, make sure you should freestyle.
Ooh. Wait. Oh, yeah. Freestyle to end the show.
Wait. Mm. Yeah.
Someone's got a beatbox. Mary?
It's all you.
All right. Hold on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go all ahead. Right.
Don't run, Mary, please.
Yeah. So we in the studio, fire hat flow. My name is on, and I hat the hoe. What?
Wait.
Yeah. We lost it a little. Hey, I had it for like the first bar though.
What's happening?
Right.
That was good.
Yeah. I know, because you so had that, though. That's
I had
so
it.
True.
I had it. All right, someone else freestyle.
That's
Should
all
I
you.
Hit it? Okay.
Yeah, that's all you.
Hey, I'm Maddie B. I'm a studio B. Hanging with my G's. And I want to leave. No, I'm kidding. I love being here. Hey!
Hey!
No, I love
you. Get out!
Because I'm Gary Boo.
Well, oh, I
wait,
got my
what
phone.
Just happened there?
I just dropped my phone.
Wait, whoa.
Did anyone hear my phone?
Well, coincidentally, I did.
Well, on the I want to leave note, we only have like 2 minutes left.
Is there anyone after you?
No. Who's having their show at Sunday at 12?
Hey, I don't. That's, I thought you had your shows 12 to 1.
That's lunchtime. I wouldn't do that.
That's so true. And that's my fault. I should have known that. I should have known.
You should have.
I'm sorry.
What's
guys.
Wrong with you, man?
I'm sorry, yo.
This fake fan.
Oh.
Yeah. So on that note, it's 11:58. Oh my god. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. You are listening to another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic, where I didn't really get to clean out the attic because there were no CDs in the cases, so we just kind of like had fun today. I was joined by my dear friend and roommate Mary, and my dear friend and not roommate Maddie.
Yay!
And also Maddie Wake, who was here earlier but left. Shout out to well, kill that guy. I'm here every Sunday, 10 to 12 a.m. Hopefully the next episode will be more structured because I'll make sure there are CDs in the cases before I come to the studio. And yeah, I love you guys. You were listening to WONY 90.9, and have a good morning. I almost said night. It's morning. It feels like nighttime in here. That's what it is. We're gonna go outside and like the sun is shining. Okay, everyone say bye.
Bye.
Watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying... You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my god, it's gonna splash! Ugh. Keep it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were